Good morning, everybody. Welcome to View from Above. We have another exciting show for you today, and we're so glad that you tuned in. What we're doing here at Golden Heart now is we are equipping you with all the information you need to live a great life. And Liza and I are coming to you every week to let you know how you can use powers of the Spirit in order to change your life, bring more strength into it, and be able to overcome all challenges. And that's what we're going to be sharing with you again today. Now, God has created a plan for us. From the very beginning, He had a plan. He didn't do anything just randomly. And for each of you, He created a purpose. He gave you a reason for being here. And some of you may know what that is, and other ones may be still searching for why are you here and what is the reason. But the important thing is to know that God has a plan and He has a purpose for you. What we want to talk about today is how important it is for us to fulfill that plan and become a part of it.
Very important.
The more that we can work with God and walk with God in alignment with Him, the easier things become. It begins to happen on an easier way all the time. And so that's what we're talking about today. And
our goal is always for View from Above to inspire you, then to equip you, and then to deploy you into your new, exciting, and improved, much improved life on all levels, spiritual, physical, and financial. That's why we come here to you and give you the message straight from above. See, we're called View from Above. Straight from the Spirit, so it could be personal for you. We believe when we speak, the Spirit actually works through us, and it doesn't matter what we say. What you will receive will be direct communication from the Spirit. So tune in, stay with us. You will be inspired, equipped, and deployed into the new land of opportunities.
Now, God is equipping us all the time in order to fulfill this plan, to fulfill our purpose. And He is making it easy for us, but all you need to do now is start to understand, how is He talking to you? How is He communicating information? Imagine if you knew what was going to happen today when you woke up. If you woke up this morning and you already knew or had a clue of what was going to happen, how that would allow you to prepare and be ready for anything that came your way, how you would be able to overcome and achieve at a higher level, because there would be no surprises. But God is in fact doing that for us all the time. At night when we're sleeping, He is giving us dreams that are telling the future. He is preparing us either for the day, the week, sometimes for the year, sometimes for many years to come. He is preparing you. He is laying out the plan. See, the plan is already known, and He is revealing it to you in your dreams. As you understand it, you can begin to change the situations. You can begin to change circumstances. You can get warnings of what is coming as well.
God is an incredible God. Before He created you, He already created the plan for your life.
Yeah.
See, you can do life in many ways. You can do it by yourself. You can ask your friends and family for help. Or the better way is to get in touch with the Spirit of God and find out what His plan is for your life. I'm telling you, this is the best way to do it. Because when God created you, He created to be a unique individual. He gave you a certain set of skills, gifts, and abilities to fulfill your purpose, to make your journey exciting, to make your life useful and fulfilling. See, when you find out what your program is, that's when you are feeling the best. That's when you feel like your skills are used in the right way. That's when you don't need to ask for approvals from others. You don't need a tap on your shoulder. You just have the feeling of satisfaction in your heart that comes directly from the Spirit of God. How do you do that, though? How do you tap into the future? Wouldn't you want to know what your future holds for you? Wouldn't you want to know if the project that you're starting will be successful? How many people we know that receive opportunities in life and just afraid to to deploy themselves, afraid to make this first step, afraid to enter into the business deal, afraid to enter into relationships, afraid to live. Right. I know quite a lot of people like this who always think about the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And what does it do? It keeps you subdued. It keeps you away from achieving what God already created for you. Mm-hmm. That's not the way to live. We have another way for you, a much better way for you. All you have to do is connect to the Spirit of God. And that's what we're going to teach you today. We're going to inspire you and give you life examples and certain steps to take to improve your life. You can know your destiny. You can tap into your purpose, and you can live the life that God created specifically for you.
Absolutely. That's the thing that's beautiful, is at night when you're sleeping, God is speaking to you and revealing exactly who you are and what you need to do. And He'll be giving you information even about the day. I've had many times where I have woken up and I already had received a dream about the events that were going to take place on that day. And they were more, normally, it was a day where the events were not going to be your normal routine. Something unusual was going to happen. But God had already prepared me for this. Sometimes you experience this if you have a deja vu. God has already given you the dream at night. You might not remember it when you wake up, but then at that moment you suddenly realize, wait a minute, I've been here before. This has happened to me before. And that's because God already had prepared you for that moment at night when you were sleeping. That's always an exciting feeling when you have that, isn't it?
Yes, God is preparing us every day. Don't you ever think, how come when I meet certain people, I feel certain familiarity with them? Mm-hmm. I feel like we've known each other for years. Some people think it's past life experience, that we knew each other in past lives and so forth and so on. What I believe is that God already prepared you to meet with this person. That's why you feel so familiar. That's why you were ready to meet. That's why you have certain things to do together. I believe God is working behind the scenes, deploying His angels and deploying entire universe to assist you on your journey. What we have to do is to learn how to tap into the vast knowledge of information. Dreams are the best way to tap into your program. You can start dreaming with intention. Many people tell me though that, Liza, how can I tap into this source of information? I don't dream. You dream. You just don't make an effort to remember. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I dream, but I don't remember my dreams. Well, there are certain things you can do to improve this situation. Make sure you don't wake up to an alarm. If you wake up to an alarm, it kind of takes you out of your dream space and immediately you lose it. You just lose all the information. Even if you are woken by something, stay in bed for a few more minutes. Try to be in the same position for just a few more minutes. Relax. And if you just remember a little bit from your dream, if you remember just the feeling from your dream, start from there. And pretty soon, you will be back into the dream scene. That's how you garnish the dream. It's still alive. It never goes away. This dream space was given to you for a reason. You just need to learn and have a discipline to tap into it again. When you have it, don't lose it again. Mm-hmm. Write it down or record it on your awesome cell
phone. Sure.
iPhone device.
A voice memo.
Voice memo. You have a lot of tools right now to use this information and never lose it. Try keeping the dream journal. Dreams are alive. They're always helpful. So this is the way to remember your dreams, or at least help you to remember your dreams. But now, how do you dream with intention? Let's say you have a question about your life. Let's say something is happening at work. You're really worried about your career. You don't know, and uncertainty is just killing you. What do you do?
Well, let's talk about it from a personal experience, how we use it. Because we set our intention And that's the thing, is you can set an intention to solve the problem. Let's say you're having a problem with a coworker or the boss, or you know your job's just not working out, as Liza is alluding to. You can now set an intention. Okay, I need to fix this. I need to find a solution for it. And we do that in several different ways. Sometimes we will talk about the problem just before we go to bed, not to bring up all the negative details, but to say, we're going to have a dream tonight where we are going to receive a solution to this situation. So we state it in a very positive way. You can also do it where you have a piece of paper and you write down what it is you want to dream about.
It's my favorite way. Yeah. I always do it. Put it under the pillow.
I want to have a healing dream, you might write down, and put that under your pillow. Now you've set your intention for what you're planning for. And then, watch, now you're going to start having a dream that you've asked for.
See, the interesting thing about the dreams, when you're just starting with it, they may not make sense. It takes time, like learning any language, right? When I just came from Russia into this country, when people spoke English, I couldn't even separate words. It was just a bunch of gibberish to me. It took time for my ears to get used to it, for me to start separating words, and then I started creating sentences, and then I was able to speak and understand and communicate. Same thing is happening when you're learning any language. The language of dreams is pictorial, the language of correspondences and representations. Yes, sometimes we have literal dreams, but probably I would say only 10%, if not less, of dreams that will be literally telling you what to do. In all other cases, in dreams, God is using the words of the Spirit, which are pictorial, representational, right? Mm-hmm, He speaks in parables. So that will take a little bit of time, but tune in with us. That's what we're here for. We will teach you how to decipher your dreams, but start somewhere.
I also want to mention another thing about when you're setting an intention. Because there's been times, because we're a married couple, we're one flesh, is what God says. There's been times where Liza, as she was going to sleep, set an intention, unbeknownst to me. And then I was the one that ended up receiving the dream from God about the particular solution.
See, I made him work even at night.
Sometimes that's how God is working, that if you're a couple and you're setting intention, that can work even if you're business partners,
yes.
You know, if you're co-workers and you're working on a particular project. You know, our intentions are very powerful. God says where we can come into agreement, He's going to be in your midst. That means the power, the supernatural power of God is going to be working there. Angels are deployed. They start to go to work on this problem. And so you're going to start to receive information, much of it through the dream phase. Now, it's also important to start to know that when God is giving us dreams, they're going to help you. But as Liza was saying, you have to understand that dream language. How do we understand that dream language? How do we receive the understanding of the dream language?
We refer to the scriptures. We gather the images and information from scripture, but also, and that is the most important thing, from your personal relationship with God. When you have personal relationships with the Spirit, you just start asking questions through the Spirit of God about images and representations in your dream. And Spirit will start revealing to you certain understandings and what's happening behind the scenes. Certain images will turn in other images. Then you will start hearing auditory messages. Yeah. Then you will start having guides, angels, and God Himself coming to you and giving you instructions. But you start somewhere. You start from the beginning, step by step. God will teach you how to walk this new landscape, how to navigate it by the Spirit. So the most important thing is to have personal relationships with God, a personal relationship with the Spirit, communication with heavens, and through dreams and through scriptures, this gateway opens up for you. It's always available for you 24/7. It's easier than you think. You just need to implement it in your life and be consistent. Consistency is important. Some people just try it once and say, oh, I don't understand it, and give up right away. See, when you were little, when you were born into this body, when you were learning how to walk, how many times did you have to fall before you started walking the straight line? Mm-hmm. How many times?
A lot.
Never ever a kid would say, I can't learn how to walk, forget it, I'm not gonna try again.
Yeah.
Imagine you are this little kid who is learning how to walk and navigate the spiritual landscape. You try once, you might stumble. You try second time, you make first two steps. And then pretty soon you will start walking the straight line, and later on you will start flying, because everything is possible in the dream space. I love flying with the angels. I love exploring different landscapes. Ted and I, we have experience out of our bodies, meaning we travel in spirit. So if I miss Paris, I just go to Paris, you know, and in my dreams, in spirit. If you want to visit your loved ones, and let's say they live somewhere on the other side of the continent, you can connect with them as well and visit with them as well. This is the most beautiful and empowering thing, to have communication in the spirit with heavens, God, and the angels. That's what dreams are all about. See, God created us, and He gave us tools and revelations and the ability to talk to Him all the time. Never stop.
Yeah.
All we have to do is to be consistent, to have discipline about it. So surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with good messages. Surround yourself with information that will help you on your spiritual journey. It is very important to have a spiritual family, to tune in to the right information. Mm-hmm. Open your heart to God and to His people. You will succeed. There is no other way. God wants you to be successful. He wants your life to be exciting. He wants you to achieve everything He created for you already.
Absolutely. Now, Liza has been talking about traveling to Paris, visiting friends in your dreams. One of the things I really want to make clear is this is what we're talking about is not fantasy. It's actually very tangible, and it's directly related to your life. Because a lot of times people say, well, the dream world or the dreams I have at night have nothing to do with my physical life. I want to say to you that that could not be farther from the truth. We have to know, you have to understand, that God is giving you those dreams directly to relate to your life. And in fact, if you use the information in the dreams, once you understand it, you begin to use it, it will change your life. It'll change how you feel. It'll change how you live. It'll change how you react in situations, because you'll be prepared for them. So when she says we're traveling to visit a friend, we really are, in the spirit, we are visiting with them. And that is a very real thing. Now, I know for people that are very physical, that might seem very unusual and strange. And they might think, oh, these guys are just, you know, having fantasies or daydreams or something, and it's not going to change anything. But really, you've got to understand that it is, everything manifests first in the spiritual. It starts in the spiritual, and then it manifests into the physical. That's the order of the way things work. And that's why God is trying to continually bring everything that He planned for you, the purpose that He planned for you, He is bringing it out of heaven to manifest it into your life right now. And so this is what He is continually conveying to you all the time. When you begin to understand that the dream space, in fact, not only is it real, it's more real than this physical world. Because this is where God's origin is coming from. His spirit is originating out of that spiritual place and manifesting here into the physical. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience. But we often forget that, and we think we're physical beings. Why? Because all we see is our physical body, we see our physical friends, and we don't see beyond our physical senses many times. It's in that dream space as you sleep at night where your spirit becomes awake, and it becomes now aware of what God is guiding and teaching and showing it. And if you could see that while you're walking, and that's the whole point of working with dreams, beginning to open our awareness here in the physical so that we start to see beyond the physical experience, and we start to see the spiritual, and we start to see the hand of God and how it's working in every situation, wherever we go. And you'll start to see that the quickest by working with your dreams and starting to receive that guidance from God.
So the dreams have an ability to show you the picture of the future, mm-hmm. right? We call them either prophetic dreams or precognitive dreams. And there are two big categories in this dream space.
Yeah.
Some of them are warnings about the future, mm-hmm. and some of them are laying out your destiny, showing you what is the next step to take, giving you the project, maybe 5-10 years away, but showing you the result of it. And then revealing step-by-step instructions of how to get there. These are inspirational dreams. But both of these categories are very, very important. See, dreams are given to you so you can take action. See, the dreams of warning are incredibly powerful dreams.
Yeah, very important.
I'm remembering this one dream that I had about my ring, you know, the diamond ring.
Tell it.
I'm having a dream. It was very, very short. Not that ring, you know, the other ring with the diamond. Nice ring. And back then I was working, doing computer programming, and I got up, needed to go to the restroom, washed my hands, came back to sit down at my computer, look at my hands, and I see that the diamond is missing. Oh my God, I run back into the bathroom and I start, you know, kind of thinking, where did I wash my hands? 3 days before that happened, I had a dream. Mm-hmm. In my dream, all I saw is my hand. I saw this ring on my hand, on the same ring finger that mm-hmm. I usually have it, and I was pointing at it. I was pointing at the diamond. I woke up from this dream and said, I didn't understand that back then. I'm thinking, what God is trying to tell me? More diamonds are coming my way? I really like
them.
So that's wishful thinking. But 3 days after, exactly 3 days after, I lost the diamond. See, God was trying to prepare me for that and put it into my heart that His hand is in this situation.
Yeah.
When I went into the bathroom trying to figure out which thing I was using, there were five of them, and I could not remember. I don't know which world I was in at that time. I remembered the dream, and instead of panicking, the feeling of calmness came into my heart. I asked to call for the plumber. The plumber came and he started undoing
sinks
one by one. On number three, I thought, God, you must have given me this dream for a reason. And I said, if you believe that this diamond came from you, God, and I believe so, I receive it right now. As soon as I said it in my heart, remembering the dream space, mm-hmm. it was a magical moment. The plumber pulls out this diamond, and if you know, diamond is invisible, really. It's very hard to find, you know, in the pipe or whatever, and he's giving it to me. I was so shocked beyond belief. At the same time, I was comforted because I knew that God was giving me this dream to prepare me for that situation and to remind me in that situation that He already knew it was going to happen, that He already Amen. Had His hand Amen. In it. All I had to do is to connect to Him yeah. during that moment and bring the power of the Spirit to manifest the return of what is mine.
Wow.
See, God wow. wants to give you everything you have, He's protecting, but He wants to give you even more. And He's going to train you on how to receive it in each particular moment. So that was the dream of warning. It was foretelling the future, but it was also telling me what to do and how to connect to the Spirit and how to receive back of what was lost at the moment. Nobody likes to lose diamonds, trust me. So, yeah, that was a very interesting and good experience.
I loved how, in this dream, God prepared you. It was like he strengthened your faith with this dream so that at the moment where you felt like you could have crumbled and lost faith, in fact, the dream gave you strength and it gave you faith in that moment right there just to say, okay, I know that God's going to do something. I love that because that's the power of God coming into our dreams all the time. He brings in that power to strengthen our faith. He brings in that power to prepare us for a situation as you were about to face. I also believe in this warning that you could have received the guidance that this was going to happen. The ring obviously
right.
was already loose. And I think it was God, even though you saw your finger pointing to it, I think it was God's finger pointing to this ring saying, there's something wrong here.
Right.
And
check it out. Check out the ring. You know, check out
though,
the diamond.
You know, sometimes we beat ourselves up and we say, oh, we made a mistake, didn't get the message. No, even though God gave the early warning, you could have got it and stopped it there, but even though you didn't, he was able to turn it around because he also gave you the strength and the faith to trust in him that this is yours. He's already, his hand, you saw it.
His hand was in the situation. Yes.
And there it was, the plumber's hands pulling out
amazing.
The diamond.
Simply amazing. But it happened to me. See, also we have dreams that are foretelling the future. And sometimes God gives us a far away vision, you know, and we can think that we dream about it and it will never come to pass. But I'm telling you, if God gave it to you in your dream, if he put it into your heart, you'd better cling to this vision. You'd better keep dreaming at night, keep dreaming with intention, and he will make sure that the vision he gave you will come to pass.
Amen.
Again, it has to do with the culture that you manifest in your surroundings, right?
Yeah.
Consistency. Consistency is important.
He puts a desire in our heart. That's revealing the purpose, that desire. And once we start to get in alignment with him, we now know that that desire is coming from him. And now we have to cling on to that. We got to grab hold of it and start letting now the fire of the Spirit now propel us forward.
Get to work.
And we'll start seeing the Spirit will lead us. It'll tell us things. It'll reveal mysteries to us. It'll show us where to go, who to talk to, when to talk to them, when to go. And all we've got to do is just know, this is where I'm going because I can feel that God put this in my heart, this fire. And I just got to follow the Spirit and receive it. That's a beautiful thing.
That is the most beautiful thing. See, it also gives you the understanding that you're not alone in this life, right? Mm-hmm. That God is working with you and for you. And whatever happens in your life is not happening to you. It's happening for you. That's what I love about God. See, sometimes he needs to put some pressure on you, create certain circumstances to inspire you to grow. But he will provide certain dreams, bring people in your surroundings who will help you overcome. You're never alone. And that's what I want you to know today. God is watching over you 24/7. You're never alone. Help is available. You just need to learn how to receive it, and you will know the future. You will know what steps to take to put you on the path of success, on the path of righteousness, on the path of goodness, how to open your heart, how to have a great family, how to have great health. Everything is possible with God. He's an amazing God. Amen. He loves you. He loves everything about you. He created you. You know, he knows everything about you as well. So have your spirits up. Bring this fire into your heart. Enjoy your life. Your journey is important to God. He created you for a purpose. He created you for a reason.
Yep.
And he will give you tools. He will equip you and inspire you to continue on, to move forward in your life. God is an incredible God. We will keep talking more about dreams, prophetic dreams.
We're not done.
We're not done at all.
We've run out of time today, but we're not done with this show. So we're going to continue to, every week, go a little bit more into helping you to understand your dreams and understand that God is giving us those dreams to help you prepare for today, tomorrow, for the future. God is giving incredible dreams all the time. I want to thank you for joining us today for View from Above and checking in with us. And just keep coming back and visit us some more, because we're going to keep unraveling and revealing more of God's power and how He's working, so that you can take advantage of that in your life, and you'll change situations, you'll heal your life, and you'll begin to be blessed and prosper in all situations. Thank you.
We love you, and God loves you. See you soon.